Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Humans, after 12 years, we have parted ways with the corporate networks. We are taking it to the next level with our own independent platform, ImprovForHumans.com. We're not just continuing the show. We have created a hub for you all to go deeper into the craft of improv with me, Brett, and all the guests that you love so much from Improv for Humans, along with a ton of new exclusive podcasts and content. Not only will you still find new ad-supported episodes available free every week, as always, but now, with our new Rule of Four subscription, only $40 for a year, $4 a month, you get ad-free new episodes every week with bonus scene, exclusive access to the entire back catalog. That's over 600 episodes, all ad-free. 4 brand new improv education podcasts I call Professor Besser, where I will break down classic Improv for Human scenes, take questions from the members-only Discord, explore, debate the craft with other improv experts. Have you heard me talk with Will Hines and Ian Roberts yet? And I have also uploaded my vault of VHS tapes from the Stone Ages, the 90s, the early aughts, featuring tons of never seen footage, as well as what I believe to be the greatest comedy movies that I will share with you with other guests. Sketches, performances, stand-up bits. Wait till you see this all on Professor Besser. Plus, I have this whole other feed, The Best Taste in the Universe, where I deep dive with guests on music and sci-fi. On that, just whole separate feed, but it's all part of the Rule of Four subscription. Plus, you get all 4 of our premium limited series Brett and I made with all-star casts, including Stolen Idea, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, The States of Perfection, and Besser versus the Audience. And for the first time ever, all of our content can be listened to virtually any podcast app. Gone are the days of needing separate apps to get all this stuff. The sign-up process could not be easier. It just takes one step, one tap to import each of our feeds into your app, and then you can just listen like any other show. All this for $4 a month individually, or $40 for an entire year. That's 2 months of savings. Humans, $40 for 1 year right now. Humans, you know, leaving the corporate network I mentioned earlier, that makes producing a podcast with 3 paid guests not as easy, but it is a labor of love for Brett and I. By subscribing, not only are you allowing us to make new episodes, you're supporting our ensemble and empowering all sorts of new content that's already up for you to take a taste of. Just for $4, go taste it, humans. If nothing else, you won't have to hear this message again. So go to improvforhumans.com and sign up now.
Our latest thing is on the inside of a screen door. There's like a huge praying mantis.
We get a lot of praying mantises around
our house.
There's
been a ton. And it laid like eggs on the screen door, and it's just been for probably 3 days just in the same place, just watching.
Okay, wait, this
eggs, because now Mike, we don't want to disturb it.
Mike posted a praying mantis on our stoop, and then someone was like, "That's pregnant." And then we were watching
with that tone.
Yeah, that was the "That's pregnant."
That's fucking pregnant. Yeah,
and we were watching it for days, and then it's, I think it's been slowly dying, and I think they were wrong, or maybe it was.
Well, what we just learned is that after the eggs hatch, they basically die.
Oh, so maybe it laid eggs somewhere else, and then it was, because it was laying around dying for like a couple of days. And we were standing out there with my daughter, and she keeps being like, "He's tired." I was like, "Yeah, he's tired."
It's so depressing.
That's also so sad.
Get to see your kids grow.
I know.
Well, I think it's even worse if like. If you know you're gonna die after the eggs hatch and you have them, I wouldn't spend my last days then looking at my eggs hatching. I would like I don't know, go live it up or something.
Yeah,
I
was, go somewhere.
Wait a minute, that's all you have. The experience you're gonna have with your kids are seeing them hatch.
Yeah, but
right,
Ronnie,
that's maybe sadder.
You could go to a nightclub. Yeah, yeah. Let's cut to the praying mantis couple. Okay, I guess as my mother told me that I'm going to die as soon as our eggs hatch. So if you just want to stay with me, my husband.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually had a couple things I was going to check out.
Oh, you want to get us some supplies? That'd be smart.
Yeah.
Just some water and some
grass. How much time do they say you have? Like couple hours, days, or what are we working with here?
I think it could go a week that we will be together watching our children come out of the eggs.
Okay.
And then I will pass away and it will be your responsibility to raise them.
That's what you think. So I was just, I just had like a,
not dead yet.
You might not love this, but I had like a guy's weekend sort of plan for this weekend. And I kind of figured since you're about to be like done anyway, like I could go and like do my thing with my guys.
This weekend?
Yeah, just like, I mean, if you're just going to be laying here, right?
Well, and watching the eggs.
Right.
Which is, I hear it's a real zen experience. I wouldn't, if you're going to regret missing out on that you can have a guy's weekend anytime. But the zen experience of watching eggs slowly mature and then hatch.
Yeah.
In life.
I think it has more meaning for you than it does for me.
Hey, bro, hope you don't mind. I lit myself up your tree.
Oh, good. Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm just ready for this guy's weekend.
Me too.
Hey, how are you? Hi.
Oh, hey. Oh, you're still. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not dead yet. I just laid him.
Happy to see it. Happy to see it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, bro. I got this great spot with these chicks with these huge thoraxes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so like, you know, when you're done over here, man, just let me know. I'll meet you down at the bottom.
No,
you're already hooking up.
We're just looking. We're just looking at them. We're not even going to touch them. We're just looking and paying, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's it. We're just looking and paying. That's all we're doing.
Paying or praying?
Paying. We're paying mantises in this situation. Yeah. Yes.
I don't like this. I feel like...
Look, I don't care what you like. You're on death's door.
You weren't saying that, whatever, 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, because right then it was good. Look, I can't do this. Like, truth is, I don't even feel emotionally attached to you. Like, I want to disconnect completely. I thought you'd be able to die without me having to tell you that.
We cut to the guy's weekend. They are indeed looking at some chicks with some sweet
thorax.
Oh, wow. Man, this is great. So is your wife dead yet, dude?
Oh, no, man. It's taking forever. And she's like obsessed with watching the eggs hatch and shit. It's like, let it go, dude.
Yeah, my ex-widow was like that too. Man. Just, like, dude, like they're not going anywhere. Like, stop staring. Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes they don't know like what it's like that we get to keep living. Like, I feel like they don't really see how that's harder in some ways. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, for sure. Are you gonna go back and raise the kids or what?
I'm not thinking I want to. Like, did you do that?
I mean, I see them every now and then. Like, you know, I'll kick like a, you know, a leaf chunk their way or something. Like, you're like, hey, what's up? I don't know if they know that I'm their father, but it's like I'm watching over them like an angel.
Right. That's kind of a good approach.
Hey, man.
What?
I got a message. I think your wife's finally, you know, going to the great.
Oh, it's Messenger Mantis.
Beyond. I don't like to be called that. I just happen to be. All right. I always have a message.
You do. Yeah, you always do. Yeah. All right. Oh, so anyway, let me read this. Honey, it looks like it's
tip,
over.
Please.
Tip, please. Yeah, here's a leaf.
Yeah. Paying mantis. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. It seems like she's about to be done. Like her handwriting kind of scrawled off at the end there.
Yeah. She looked bad. Okay. She could barely pay for the message.
We still have 2 days on the Airbnb, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm talking about full days. Like they even go up to 2 o'clock checkout time.
Whoa. Okay. So I'll head back when that runs out. Cause I feel like we already paid that, you know? So anyways,
yeah, you got the big room.
Yeah, no, it is none of your business, Messenger Mantis. So I don't even know why I'm telling you, honestly. You don't have to like, go back and tell her that or anything. I know you like to like deliver messages, but this is just me talking.
All right.
Yeah.
And we cut to a few days later and that dude has forgotten about his ex-wife that supposedly died and he walks by that branch. Hey, you came back.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Oh, no, I just thought you were, the message I got was that you were gone, so.
Almost, just ended up, I was just hungry and I got fed something by a fly.
Okay, well, I had sex with like 14 other praying mantises this weekend.
Wow. Wow. That's what you got to say to me. Oh, it's happening.
Oh, wow.
It's happening. It's happening.
This is beautiful.
Oh, our baby. This is our baby.
It looks like it wants to say something.
Mama, die.
Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Lauren, Ronnie, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me. Oh, yeah, Brett. You like that, right? That made you happy.
I love this. It's one of the dumbest songs that I love.
Why? What makes it dumb? I haven't paid attention to the lyrics.
Oh, the lyrics are very just like, just angry young man going like, you don't know what I've been through, like, get out of my face before I kick your ass.
Nice.
Yeah. That's basically the entire message of the song.
I saw this like deleted clip from supposedly from Ace Ventura where Jim Carrey's like on stage with a hardcore
metal with Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in the, or there's at least some of that scene.
Oh, it was so insane. It was so insane. I like felt sick watching it. He was like,
and
going
he was
so
a,
crazy.
He was a real fan.
Oh,
legitimate
interesting.
Legitimate fan of death metal, which I didn't know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, that was cool.
What made you sick about it? Just
it was like
sound?
He like the way he was singing so hard. Like I was like, I would throw up. Like it was just something about it. It was like so like, I was like, oh my God. I could not imagine the energy coming out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought she meant. And I've said this too many times, but I once for real tried to sing the song My War from beginning to end as loud as Henry Rollins sings it. And I thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm really going to try sing it like this.
Yeah.
And it was like a physical fucking challenge.
Yeah. It looks so intense.
Well, you know, all those guys take years and years of voice lessons and how to, you know, get their throat that way. So obviously it's a...
You know, what's funny is that the way the vocal coaches do teach you to do like death metal, like, you know, growling vocals, it's actually extremely quiet.
Oh.
like the really smooth trained ones, which sounds counterintuitive.
So that means they're just cranked up on the volume?
Yeah, kind of. It's
Whoa,
just
that's
like
weird. Really natural.
On mic, it just sounds like they're just screaming.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty quiet, which makes me laugh.
Okay, Whoa. Let's do something with that.
Hi, I'm here for the death metal auditions.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Hi.
Sure. Hey, how you doing?
I'm really good.
Hi. You can call me Big Stinker.
Oh, I'd love to. Hi, Big Stinker. All right.
Yeah. If you want to check out some of my bands later, obviously, I'm in Roadkill Killers. I'm also in a pseudo band, you know, called the Corpses for Jesus. But Jesus is spelled with two Z's.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you still want to be respectful.
Yeah, but you know, but I still got to be metal.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Anyway, so before we get started, I like to think, you know, I like to ask the people, like, why do you want to learn how to sing in this
way?
Oh
my God, I just feel like it's the kind of music that really speaks to my inner mind, like
right.
just kind of how okay. I feel inside when I hear it.
Right.
And so I just kind of thought like it'd be so amazing to be able to express myself in this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really just interesting because you walked in here and it's honestly, I thought you were Taylor Swift. You looked exactly,
oh my God.
You're dressed like her. You look like her. Like,
wow. Well, fuck you.
I'm just saying, like, was this like a sundress? It's like you should have acoustic guitar strapped around you. Like, you give off that vibe. So
I'm nothing
I truly
like
thought
her.
You walked to the wrong place.
No, I'm nothing like her, actually. Know me, images can be unlike insides. I think that's like how the phrase goes. Yeah.
All right, well, this is where we're going to start.
Okay.
We usually start with a little bit of a, you know, just to get a feel for your vibe and your thing. I get you start off with a couple improvised lyrics that you provide while I sort of like help you work on your growl.
Okay.
You know, so what you want to do is you actually don't want to overextend your vocal. You actually want to kind of get low with it. So can I get a, like, so imagine you're getting like a, like a growling dog. No, more like a growling dog. Okay. That's more sure. Let's work with that for right
arf,
now.
Arf.
Okay. Yeah. So now you take the growling dog and just say some lyrics or something that you think like that speaks to you and what your vibe is.
Yeah.
Right?
In my cardigan sweater, going on the freeway to my boyfriend's house.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm gonna stab you. Okay. So
is that good or?
Well you really kind of lost the growl a little bit. Like the growl wasn't really as prominent. But just also the lyrical content was it's honestly exactly what I thought it would have been before you said you were going to blow my mind with something like different and darker.
Yeah.
Cardigan sweater on my way to my boyfriend's house is kind of not, it's like not metal. You
That's
know, it's not like
crazy.
Death
okay.
metal.
Well, I didn't really show you my true like feelings. I was kind of just trying to get the growl, but I could do it
okay.
better.
Yeah, sure. Like, make sure to keep the growl, but at the same time, like, really just dig into, like, the real, this is metal. This is metal, okay?
Well, yeah,
it's
that's
metal.
My vibe. So, yeah, I'll just dig into All my right. vibe.
All right, go ahead.
When we kissed on the beach, I knew you were the one I would marry. Romeo, I'm Juliet.
Okay.
How was that? Did you feel like I got the growl or like?
Well, I'm gonna be honest. The growl was better this time.
Thank
it was
you.
A more consistent tone for sure. The lyrics, I think, were more happy than the ones previous. Like,
really?
Honestly, is that a Taylor Swift song?
You know, it's so weird. It's like I go into a trance. Like, I don't know if you noticed my eyes rolled back. Like, I don't even know what I said.
Oh, like, you don't even know what you said.
Yeah.
Well, what you said was something about you and your boyfriend now getting married. And then at the end, you said Romeo and Juliet.
Whoa.
Which I feel like is somebody else's song. I feel like when I was trying to get with this one chick, she played the song and I was like, yeah, okay. Because I was just, you know, trying to nail her. But and so I feel like I've heard that lyric before.
Okay.
We cut to right outside the room in the reception area. I'm telling you, it's fucking Taylor Swift. It's fucking Taylor Swift.
Are you sure?
No, there's no way that was Taylor Swift. She came in without a bodyguard or anything.
Yeah, like, yeah, that can't be Taylor. I mean, it looks like Taylor Swift, but maybe we just all think all white girls look the same.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. She drove up in a Honda Civic.
Yeah, Taylor Swift would never let her white skin touch a Honda Civic seat.
We cut back inside.
And then I just have one more that I was like, I want to just try to jump into because I feel like I'm really getting the growl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your growl is getting stronger and stronger. So go right ahead.
True love's kiss is everything to me. If I don't have true love's kiss, I have nothing. But actually, my self-esteem is too good to care.
What do you think of that?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Yeah. That actually, self-esteem, too good to care. Like, now we're getting a little bit.
Thank you.
Okay. We cut back outside. I was just in the bathroom. Fucking Travis Kelce's taking a fucking huge shit in one of the stalls.
How do you know it's
He's
huge?
He's in there right now. What?
How do you know it's huge?
You can hear that it's huge. To be fair, it could be small and gassy.
I want to see it.
I just assumed it was huge since he's huge.
He is.
Well, we gotta go. Well, yeah, let's go in there. Is somebody out there?
Show us your dump.
He's still in the stall.
Show us your dump.
What the fuck? You're just gonna ask?
I've never seen a football player's dump.
All right, I can tell right now you're a little man. Yeah, I'll show you my dump. I'll show you the dump of a real man. Hold on, let me pull my pants up at least.
Well, you should wipe too.
We appreciate this. We're huge fans, by the way.
I love your football.
Yeah. Love the way you said that. All right, come on in the stall, buddies.
Whoa, it's like a dinosaur took a dump in here.
Oh man, is that all yours?
Yes, I dump way harder than my brother that everyone seems to love. Like, I dump way harder. I'm the best dumper in my family. I'm the best dumper, Kelce.
Man, you are super competitive with him. I think most people think you're the popular one, actually. You really
but did you see that he's the sexiest man alive? He's in the sexiest man alive for People magazine.
I didn't see that.
Yes. So clearly, people are choosing sides.
Look at this huge, huge, impressive dump.
And your girlfriend's in there slaying the songs that she's growling.
Oh, yeah. You date Taylor Swift, too. But, dude, this dump, man.
No, man. It's all about the dump. We got to post this on IG.
Watch this. All right. Well, take a picture. Take a picture.
All right.
Okay.
Click, click.
Sure.
Click. All right. Now watch this. It's going to take at least 3 flushes to get it all down.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. 1.
It's going back up.
Still there. Huh?
This defies physics. We got to wait a little bit.
All right. The water stopped. 2.
Whoa.
Huh?
This is way more impressive than your chemistry with Mahomes.
Okay. The water stopped. All right. And 3.
And then we see this is a video on Instagram, and now it's Taylor and Travis watch it in the back of a stretch Honda Civic limousine.
Oh, my God. I love how big your dumps are.
Taylor, ease up off me, baby. We're in the back of the stretch.
That was so hot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put up the...
You guys want me to take it around the block again, or you just want me to have a destination?
Just around the block. Put up that sun visor between us and the driver again.
Oh, yeah,
that, like,
sure.
Aluminum foil thing, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. Put that partition up.
There you go. Oh, my God. I just want to watch that video again and again and again.
Okay, well, you know, if I play this video again, you know what you have to do.
What?
Growl. Growl for daddy.
Okay, just one time.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's talk some more about that.
So since we're on the subject of football, if you don't mind, I'm a fan of my, that's how everybody thinks, my team.
Yeah.
You're
a fan of Arkansas, your team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Arkansas Razorbacks, the football team is doing very poorly this year.
To be fair, I do associate them with you. I don't know anything about football, really. So you're like the only person I've ever heard talk about that. And so I'm like, that's his team. I appreciate that with like whoever mentions whatever. Then I'm like, that's who's associated with that.
Stephanie Allen is the Buffalo Bills.
She's the Bills. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Right. I do that too.
So they're doing horribly.
So they're doing horribly. Okay. And as I say, blow expectations. They've lost every meaningful home game. And this weekend they got walloped. And it was like 21-0 in the first quarter. You could see they'd given up. So this clip, this clip came out on social media. I'm pretty sure it happened during, the clip went out during the game, which makes it extra pathetic. But at halftime during this game, this is what was caught in the locker room of the Razorbacks that Brett's about to show us.
Oh, God.
It's nothing nasty.
No.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, my God. They're watching the Polar Express.
Okay, that's enough.
So, like, they're just trying to, like, pump up morale by watching a Christmas movie or something.
So that pissed off the fans so much because they were getting their ass kicked. And this clip goes out of during halftime, they're watching the fucking Polar Express.
Yeah, that really feels like they don't care. That like, that's like you're not getting pumped up for the next.
Yeah.
Quarter or whatever.
Up. How about listen to the game plan of how we're going to adjust?
Or like talk to each other or something. Like,
or have.
That's so funny.
Okay, so it ends up this is the walk on freshman locker room. And I guess that should matter because the head coach, the real coaches aren't in that room and these guys aren't going to play or something. I guess that's why that matters.
But it's not like they're at the dentist office. Like, why'd they pick that movie? That's so weird.
Right. It's and people such a during like, the game started going, this is a bullshit. This must be an old clip. And then someone pointed out Polar Express is on TBS right now. This is all happening right now.
That's so funny. And they're just watching TV. Like it's like has commercials.
So basically, and this is the home locker room.
The home.
I would love if it was like in a way, and that's how they just torture them. Like, all right, so we're gonna in their locker room, we're gonna put the TV on the Polar Express, and they can't no remote.
Sure, like they had loud. No control over it. But and then there was, I'm sounding like such an old man. But then after the game, that our team was also like kind of on the field, like laughing it up with people from Auburn Tigers who just kicked our ass. And a lot of people are like, What's happening that you can get your ass kicked and watch Polar Express and be on the field afterwards and laugh it up? What's happening?
It sounds so like they're just in a positive world where like nothing really matters. And they're just like,
yes, exactly. Well, I spoke a few podcasts ago about Deion Sanders' son is the quarterback of Colorado. And during a halftime, he got on Instagram and started promoting his fucking time and watch or something like that. And then they end up losing that game.
Yeah.
It's like, what's happening at halftime?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just interesting, especially in sports, where I think us as fans, we want people to exhibit physically the way that we feel. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like they played the game. They should be just as upset or mad as we are about whatever happened. You know, right. So like right. The fact that you're like holding up jerseys with the other team after the game or like, yeah, da da da, or like take it, or like you can see like they're kind of like having that conversation that you surmise to be like, hey man, where y'all going tonight? You know, like where's the hot spot to go tonight? You know, after you've just lost. But it's also like they're like, but in their world, especially let's say even talk about basketball, in their world, it's like, man, we got 82 games in a season. Like, right. If I'm mad after we lose every game, like, that's such a terrible way to be alive.
Yeah.
Right? You have to sort of, like, figure it out in some way. I thought.
Yeah.
That's true, but you had to take it to basketball for me to agree with you. There's only 11 games in football.
Mm-hmm. But college football
And there's only 4 home games in Fayetteville, and you got people... And everything I'm saying right now has been Arkansas Nation on social media for the last 2 days.
Uh-huh.
That people drive from all across Arkansas. They wait all year. They buy tickets to go this one game. And then they get their ass. And if it was just like, we're outmatched by Alabama and they're really awesome, mm-hmm. no one gets that kind of mad. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, we should have beat this team, it's a home team, we find out you're watching Polar Express at halftime, and then you're laughing it up on the field after the ass kicking.
Well, college also, especially in college football, I think it's like if you're not one of those sort of like 6 blue bloods that, you know, get the benefit of the doubt all the time, like you're not going to be in the play. You're not, unless you're like something in O, you're not going to be in the playoffs, the college mm-hmm. playoffs anyway. Mm-hmm. So like once you lose like 1 or 2 games, all those other teams are like, man, whatever. You're like, we're just trying to get the 6 to get to a bowl game. But after that, it doesn't really matter as much.
That's also what this game was for us. 6 to get to a bowl game. Mm-hmm. And now we can't. So that was another
thing. All right, guys, it's halftime. Excuse me. Let's all gather around. Look, we're getting our asses handed to us out there. Okay. It's the score is in the negatives on our end. We're really sucking it up. So I want everyone to go in your lockers, grab your footy pajamas. We're going to just have a little reset here. Everyone put on your little PJs and we're going to cuddle up here for a little bit on the couch. We're going to watch something. You guys get to pick today. Okay.
You're trying to humiliate us in pajamas, coach. Is that what's happening?
No, I just want, you know, I want a little reset. I'm going to need you guys just, you know, I want you to just lay down, get a little cuddle pile. I want you to just have some little popcorn. I got you gummy bears. I want to just, you know, let's put on the Santa Claus 3 and let's just relax, you know?
The Tim Allen movie?
Yeah, yeah. I think Martin Short's in this one.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I saw a picture.
Coach, does it matter if I haven't seen 1 or 2? Will this...
Okay, I'll catch you up really quick on 1 and 2, actually, while we have this time here. So in 1, what happens is that there's this family...
Coach, I don't want to interrupt you in a description of 1, but should we be adjusting...
Let me explain what happens in 1, and then we'll get to your question, okay? So in 1... This kid, he has this dad, and basically the kid's like, I believe in Santa, but the step parent is kind of like, you shouldn't believe in Santa anymore. I'm going to cut to the point, which is basically that Santa falls down and then the kid's dad becomes Santa. It's part of the Santa clause. It's why the title is what it is. There's a clause in the contract that if you find Santa when he's almost dead, you become Santa. Okay. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah. And we're supposed to believe you and you're the coach. And that's how we're going to adjust for the second half.
Don't worry about the second half. So Santa Claus, Tim Allen, Santa Claus, and by the way, he's great in this role and he starts to really do great as Santa. Santa Claus 2, more of a rom-com, actually, because Santa has to find love by Christmas Eve or he loses his power as Santa. So,
and the coach sees that he's starting to lose the team because they hate rom-coms.
You guys, no, but the stop. The B story is that Santa clones himself and he has like a toy version of himself on the North Pole who's crazy, okay? So it's really fun.
Yeah,
it's really fun and crazy when you go to the North Pole. So on Earth, he's kind of wooing the principal who he thought was a bitch, but she's not. There's some good stuff happening there. Anyway.
And we got to clone the attitude that we had at the beginning of the season for the third quarter.
Yeah, can you just talk for a second? Why do you want to connect everything to football? It's like I'm trying to get you into a certain mindset and you're like going, how does this connect to the game?
There's only 5 minutes left in halftime and we're going to
be
disappointed.
Oh my God, we should just jump to the middle of Santa Claus 3 because if we start at the beginning, we're only going to get like the credits.
Oh, the middle?
I know, but we're only going to get the credits and stuff, and then you'll have to go back out there and you won't know what's going on. So why don't we all pull up the wiki for Santa Claus 3 because I haven't seen it yet. And who needs a pillow?
It's not a rom-com. Hey, you said Martin Short's in it.
Oh yeah, this guy looks like an somebody looks like an ice person.
Exactly. It's like a sort of, yeah, there's some sort of villain, it seems. So it could be a whole different vibe.
Like the other team will be in the third quarter.
Yeah, whatever you need to tell yourself, man. I'm like, let's all suck our thumbs and eat little lollipops. Watch the movie. Get cozy.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show. Exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
Humans, what I'm trying to get to is the Discord on Improv for Humans that has one-word suggestions. And the last one, I think I remember, diaper. Lauren, anything?
I change them every day. What can I say about a diaper, though? I don't know if anyone has anything. Because, I mean, mine are mostly just about just different shits I've seen. So it's really not a good story.
It's been a while. Yeah, I guess it was when you didn't have a diaper is when it becomes a story.
I remember it when I was young. I have three sisters, and two of my sisters are much older than me, right? And so when I was young, me and my mom, me and my mom and one of my sisters, we had moved from South Carolina to Virginia for many years, and then we had came back to South Carolina. So when we came back, my older sister, we were staying with her at her house, and my older sister had at this time had four kids, right? Her and her husband at the time. And so it was so funny because my middle sister, who had her son, and I'm trying to keep this simple as possible. And she had her son. He was maybe like 2 or 3 or something like that. And so we were all staying at my sister's house. And I remember being like, I don't know, like 12, 13, and going like, all right, cool. Well, I guess I got to go to bed because I got to go to school in the morning. It's like whatever time it is, like 9, 10 o'clock. And I just remember being in bed, like in the room, and my middle sister's like 2-year-old son just being able to like walk around the house, just roaming around. So I'd be like in this room, probably sleeping on the floor because it's like a bunch of us, you know. Uh-huh. And I remember like looking towards the door, and it would just be like this, you know, like this horror film, like of a shadow of like a child just like walking around, like trying to see if anybody was like, he'd be in the doorway. But it makes me laugh because it'd just be him in in a diaper, nothing else. This is just like walking around in the diaper, just like staring in the room. Like, understand, like having just free roam because he doesn't have to go to bed. And this would be just like every night. He just like in the bed, kills him. And then like you just see the shadows kind of creep through the door like, does anybody in here want to play? No. It's just like you just hear this diaper sound just walking around the house.
So cute.
I don't want to be alarmist or you to think I'm paranoid and crazy. And it's almost cute, but your baby again last night, and you said I was crazy yesterday morning, again last night, tried to kill me.
Okay. I can't keep doing this with you. If you don't want to date me, you can just break up with me. My son is not trying to kill you. He's two. That's something that's going on with you. I honestly can't take this on. Like, what did he do? What did he do that you think he was trying to kill you?
Okay. Why is a skillet in the bedroom right now?
He can play with a skillet. He can play with anything he wants. I have give him free rein to open the cabinets, and I want him to explore real objects, and he plays with skillets. I mean, what do you want from me? I want him to know, you know, he uses the same tools that we use in our lives. He likes to imagine frying up eggs and making hash browns and doing different things in a skillet, and that's
how does he know to put ethanol in a sock? Like,
where did he get?
Why are you letting him play with stuff in the cabinet? You see, I feel like this is, I'm telling you how to mother
so,
there.
But. Yeah, you are. And so what? He put like a sock over your head, face and tried to get you to pass out or something? Or what are you saying?
You said it and that was it. Yes.
Okay.
So has this happened before? Has this happened with other boyfriends?
Because
the way you just said that, you knew what happened.
He might have seen me play with ethanol in a sock with a past boyfriend, like kind of do a sort of game where one of us passes out and then we wake up and, you know, we've been put in a different part of the house or something. It's kind of just like almost hide and seek, but for adults, it's just, it's like reverse hide and seek. I don't need to explain this to you. Look, if you don't want to play, you don't want to play. Just tell me you don't want to play. You know, it's like communicate, use your words. I will play
with toys in the middle of the day. And I think he's cute.
Okay, it's time to go
to
bed.
In the middle of the day, it's when the sun goes down.
I have to go to work tomorrow, so I need to go to sleep. So either we go to sleep or you leave, but I'm going to sleep right now. And I already put him in his room, and he's should be fine for the night. So
okay,
good night. Okay. I'm not gonna entertain this right now.
I'm sorry. I'm sleepy too, and I have to work.
I'm tired. I'm already asleep.
This is not working out. We see my head darts up and darts around. What the fuck was that?
There's a little shadow in a diaper.
What the fuck?
Hello.
Ah! Lauren, wake up.
What?
Wake up.
Oh my God.
He turns on the light. There's nothing there.
My shift starts in 5 hours.
He was just here. I'm telling you, he may still be in this room. He was just here. He said hello in my ear.
Oh my God, you're so afraid of a little 2-year-old. He's my baby. That's my cutie pie. Do not do this.
He just said hello in my ear in a real freaky way. And then disappeared when I turned the lights off.
Okay. I don't even believe you at this point, but I'm still half asleep. I'm practically dreaming right now. I'm going back to sleep.
Maybe I was dreaming because I had it on my mind.
That's probably what happened. Let's just not do this.
Okay.
Nobody likes a tattletale.
Who's there? Who's there? I know you're here. I know you're in this room. Where are you? You understand me. Leave me alone.
Mommy says I should be careful with knives.
Oh!
He's got a knife. He's got a knife. Lauren.
Oh, my God.
Turn the light. He's got a knife. He's in that.
What? He has a knife? Where is he?
Oh, my God. Come out.
Billy.
Come out.
Billy.
Come out.
Come here.
Kicks
yes,
over
mommy.
Chair. Oh, my gosh. We woke you up. We woke you up. Mommy. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You should go back into your crib, okay?
Okay. Mommy, is this man's skin soft? Puncturable, even?
Probably.
What kind of question is that?
Just answer it. He's got a great vocabulary. It's puncturable, probably. Yeah.
Okay.
No more puncturable than your mother or anyone else.
Well, don't bring me into this. He's just asking about your skin.
Into what?
Good night. I'll see you later.
Okay, good night, baby.
Okay, you know what? I don't think I can spend the night.
Okay.
Tonight.
So,
okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to seem rude.
No, you seem like a coward, but that's fine. You know what? You don't need to sleep here. Why don't you pack up your stuff in your bag and... Hey, Billy, come here.
I am.
Yes, Mama?
Can you just trip him on the way out and then just stab him?
Be yourself, by yourself, stay away from me. A lesson learned in life, known from the dawn of time.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I'm going to give our guest three words here from our one-word suggestion line. One word is practiced. Another word is breach. Hmm. Another word is budge. Breach. Or breached something. Or budged it.
Budged.
Budge. It's a good word.
All I can think of, I'm playing this. Do you guys play Connections, the New York Times game? I'm very addicted to it.
Yes, I don't.
There's,
every day.
Yeah, there's only one a day. But then, and just those words just made me think of the Connections game. It's basically just like 16 words, and then you're looking for groups of four, but they make the words kind of overlap, so it's hard to know what goes in what group. So it's just like a fun little word game.
I like it.
But I did, they have like a website where you can play all the old ones because I started playing kind of late. So I went back and I told myself I could only do two a day of the old ones because I was just trying to not like burn through them. But then last night I did like 30. I was just in bed in the dark, just like nonstop.
Lauren,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why are you up so late?
Nothing. I'm just, yeah. I'm actually about to put it away.
Put what away?
Just my phone.
Closet.
I'm looking at my phone. So put it away. I'm almost done.
Are you playing that Connections again?
No, I'm not.
Lauren, you can talk to me. Your husband, you're the one that said you wanted to limit yourself to two today.
I know I said that. I've been doing a lot more. I've been doing a lot
more. How many did you do tonight? Three or four?
Times 10.
Let me look at that. 30 Connections, honey.
I don't feel so good. I need to go get help.
We cut to a rehab where it's all people who have been off Connections for a few weeks. Okay, everybody. We got a new member to the group. And again, when she says her name, please don't try to relate it to other people with that name or rhyme with her name or anything. Let's just hear.
Sorry, I'm late, okay. Everyone. I just, you know, this place, there's no labels anywhere in this place, so it's hard to figure out what room is what.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, my name's Lauren. I was playing one connection a day, just what they allow, and then I managed to get into the stash.
Yeah, that's where I started. One connection a day. Me too. I remember that.
Yeah, I got into the stash and I binged and I did probably like 30 to 40 connections. And I'm actually getting really close to the date where I started playing connections. So I'll be overlapping on ones that I've already done.
Oh, there's more connections on the dark web.
Oh.
Yeah, connections at the these teams of people who make the connections, they do drafts of connections that they don't release in New York Times. They put them out on the dark web.
Wait, but isn't this like rehab where I'm supposed to like not know stuff like that?
Yeah, Jeremy, what are you doing?
I'm just saying I had to get over stuff I saw on the dark web connections.
This is what I'm talking. You know, connections was supposed to be my alternative. You know, I was a crossword addict for many, many years. And when I got off crossword, people told me, just like if somebody is a drug addict and then they go to smoking, just me, connections was my smoking, if you will.
Yeah.
And then I started to overdo that, even way worse than ever crosswords. And next thing I know, I'm in a crack den with paying for prostitutes all to sit there and watch them do crosswords with me. I'm just paying people to do crosswords with me.
Prostitutes and crack are sold in the same place?
Yeah. I wasn't doing any of it. I was just using all those people to do crosswords, as many crosswords at the same time as possible. It was... I hated myself.
It sounds amazing.
That's what you think. But you're chasing such a high that you'll never reach. Figuring 9 crosswords at one time, like after you have that, you can't reach it again. It's not the same feeling.
A couple of weeks later, Lauren's out of the rehab and at a pickleball match with her friends.
Oh, there she is. Hey. Oh, Lauren, you look so good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess I got a little sun.
Yeah, I hear you're off the connections for a while now.
Don't even say it. Yeah, I am. It's been 4 days, and I haven't done one. So I did do a Wordle. It didn't feel like anything, so...
Oh, really? Yeah. I hear you're not supposed to do any of those kinds of puzzles.
Yeah, I think I heard
that too.
Okay, bitches. I'm just trying to be honest.
Oh.
I'm just sharing. Oh, that
somebody's getting a little feisty, huh?
Oh, my God. Okay, guys, stop. I just was trying to be honest that I did do one Wordle. And like I said, it felt like nothing. I solved it in two. I didn't even get a high off of it. It just was nothing. So I think that the rehab really did do something.
Okay, let's play. We cut to like 10 minutes in the match, and her team hasn't gotten one point because she's just all over the place. Hey, Lauren, maybe you got back into playing pickleball a little quick and may need a couple more weeks off the connections.
Hey, I don't look. I think it is rude, and I think I should just take. Can I just sit on the side for a second and just regroup for a moment? Is that okay?
Okay, I'll just play by. We'll just rally, guys. Lauren wants to take a break.
Yeah,
to the side. Thanks. We can just rally with the three of us.
Okay, that sounds fine to me.
I'm just gonna go on my phone and just put on the Polar Express for a second, just to kind of regroup. Get a little mentally reconnected.
And soon she's from Polar Express. That makes her think of other things. That makes her think of connections. And she's just...
Polar Express is a train. And trains are... Well, it could be train, car, boat, plane. But it could also be train, like a bride's
she
train.
She can't even hear train, her friends train, telling her that dress, the match is over and they have to go home.
Train,
just
veil.
Just leave her here. Train, I don't know what veil, to say. Corset. She's just deep in it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get out of here then.
Train, veil, corset, shoes. That's my wedding.
Other pickleball matches go on next to her. Who's that? I don't know. She was here when we got
shoes
here.
Shoes could actually be in the whole words that are like suits.
It seems like there's a beautiful mind type thing going on over
it
there.
It does. I was thinking the same
shoes,
thing. I wish I could see what was in her beautiful
and
mind.
Booze and so, but booze could
but
also
I
be
gotta
in the category
go.
With tequila and beer and all these other things. So like, just that could go on forever.
And
tequila could just be songs.
One person did stay
point.
Behind and record all of her babblings and fed it and got home and fed it into the computer, and an algorithm started to develop that connected all things in the universe. I think I'm onto something. Thanks for coming over late night. I just wanted you to see it. There was this, I don't don't know. There's this woman doing connections just.
We were on a train and I thought I would kiss you because I loved you on the train, but it could have been a boat or a plane or a car. All of those things go together when we're married in the wilderness.
Wait, so let me get this straight. So this woman was babbling with all this stuff. You fed it in the computer, as one does. Yes. And this is what the computer came up with?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's the first singularity.
Whoa. And there was such a cohesion with with all those words and lyrics and stuff where you put in a person talking and then it developed.
Yeah.
You might be onto something. This might be something that you can steal because clearly you don't know who this person where you got this information from.
Yeah.
This could be our ticket.
We were on a boat when I first saw you. I love you so much, cute guy.
Your one word suggestion from Discord.
Humans, I want to go back to this line. At least one more time. I see mugshot as a word. I see compromise as another word. Mugshot. I always find it funny what people choose, celebrities choose, when they know they've been busted with their DWI or what have you.
Oh, yeah.
They know they're getting that mugshot that everyone's going to see. They have to decide. Like, what expression am I going to have? Am I going to have shame?
Yeah, but
or
then,
am I
like,
have kind of a, oh, well.
But presumably, like, they're drunk, right? So it's like, how much control do you really have over what face you're making?
Yeah, if they're drunk, I'm assuming they're like, oh, look serious. Yeah. And then it just comes out looking as it is. Like, because in their mind, they can't understand, like, how they actually look at them.
Right.
What do you think would go through your mind? What choice would you make?
Well, because smiling makes it seem like you don't care, and that seems really weird. Right. But like looking like it's the worst thing that ever happened is also horrible because then that's the worst mugshot you could, like it's the worst mugshot face. I don't know. Ronnie, what would you do?
I think I would just try to make the face that I make in most photos, which is just the most stoic, like no smile, just sort of like stare ahead, which only really stands out in photos when everybody else seems to be like smiling and enjoying what's going on. And you're like, oh, nobody told me that we all weren't just existing in this photo.
Why do you like to not smile?
I don't know. I think because I feel like I can smile if I'm not thinking about it, like when the smile kind of just happens. But in most times when you're taking a photo, I'm conscious that I'm having the smile and I just don't. I feel so weird when I smile. Like I feel like it's so, you know what I mean? Like I feel like it looks the most unnatural.
If you think about it.
Let's just get by the Christmas tree, get everyone in the office. No spouses, please. Just everyone who works in the
office.
Okay,
fine. I'll go sit in the car.
No, you don't have to do that. Just one photo.
No spouses. He said no spouses.
Sheila. Great. Everyone. Ronnie, get in here. Scoot in there. You're the tallest. You got to kind of get in the middle and the back. There you go.
All right. Wait, everybody put on the Santa hat.
Okay. Aren't these funny? Put it on.
These are
there
funny.
You go, Ronnie.
I got these
put your hat
tree.
On.
They're so small.
Yeah, man.
Ronnie, put it on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm putting on the hat. All right. Great, great find, Gail.
Thanks. Yeah, Dollar Tree, yeah. And you know, Dollar Tree, I just have one complaint. Not everything's a dollar. Not everything is even close to a dollar anymore over there. I mean, it's like, we're talking 109 on the lowest end. But what I mean, you know, we'll get into that after lunch.
Okay. Well, the office is paying for all that, so don't stress it. Now, everyone gather around Ronnie. He's in the middle.
Okay.
He's kind of like, there you go, Ronnie. You got to be in the middle, though, because you're the tallest.
Yeah. You keep saying that. I get it.
Get right in the middle
but you're
there.
Not getting in the middle.
Yeah. I'm getting in the middle.
Very
I just feel like
middle.
I'm being othered because I'm just, you know, I'm just taller than everybody. And
just
I'm
get
barely
right in the middle
because
your head
people.
Is so much above everybody else's head.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. And everybody smile.
Cheese.
Cheese.
I didn't hear Ronnie say cheese.
Cheese. Do we want to say cheese or something that's on the snack table right now?
Let's say,
take a look at this table. Look at the table.
We
look
did table. Make those cute. I'm, peppermint. Somebody say snowflake clusters. Those are so delicious, Pam.
That's too big of a word to say.
I think it's okay. Look at a smile going.
I just think it's too big of a word. Snowflake okay, clusters?
Those are so good. It's kind of like a puppy chow with like a icing over it. So good.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to say anything. We can just take the photo. Somebody can just count down and we just...
Why don't we
that's a good idea, Ronnie. I'll just count down to
say,
three.
Why don't we? I still think we should say a word. I think we should say Sprite. Okay. There's Sprite is on the counter on the table there.
Okay. Sounds like we're doing that.
I'm going to say Coke.
Sprite.
All right. How about we everybody just say whatever they want to say from the table?
Well, honestly, we should say Pepsi if we're going to say a soda because that leads your mouth to a smile. Pepsi. The other ones don't really do that.
Coke.
But Coke. Sprite.
Coke gives you too much of a blowjob mouth. Okay.
Yeah, you look like
that's enough
suck
of that.
Dick.
All right, everybody. Can we take these photos, please?
And all right, let's
I
just
stuck
take
around
it. On
because
the count
you said
three,
we're taking photos at the end of the night. So.
But Ronnie, didn't he look like he was going to suck dick when he said Coke?
I mean, I mean, if we can speak freely, I mean, the way that you did overpronounce the Coke in a way that did give you dick sucking mouth.
Oh
for
my
sure.
gosh, I'm reporting you to HR, Ronnie.
Stop! Come right, on, everybody, Ronnie. Like.
Ronnie, okay. making right. it sick.
Okay. All right.
Let's everybody just do 1, 2, 3. Everybody smile. If you need to say a word to smile, then you do that. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Gulk.
Ronnie.
Ronnie said smile.
You didn't say a word or smile.
I did. I said smile.
He said smile.
You said the word smile?
But he said it like with his teeth, like his mouth was closed, like a ventriloquist.
It looked like you mumbled it.
Oh, okay. I just didn't. I didn't want to ruin the photo with my awkward smile. So I said the word smile, and then which gave me a more natural facial look.
You're not going to ruin it. You have a beautiful smile. Show us. Show us your smile. Yeah. Show us.
Yeah. I think your smile's fine.
Whoa.
Okay, that's fine. Let's do it on the count of three.
Yeah, that was good.
And you don't have to push it so hard.
Yeah, just don't try so hard because it's really more natural when you don't do that.
Yeah, throw it away.
Okay. Well, so you just took a look at the smile that I just did, said it's just fine, take another photo, and then gave me copious notes.
It's just good to have in mind. It's good to have in mind, like, you know, thoughts of how you want to do it. So, just throw it away, make it, you know, it's more like, it's less like this is the best day of your life and more like, you just found $5.
Okay. So it's the best day of my life. I found $5.
No, it's not the best day of your life. But you found $5. So it's kind of like a little smile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. You haven't gotten married or your baby born.
Yeah.
It's just $5.
It's just like, nice. Okay.
$5 to $10.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Sprite. Whoa, $5.
Sprite.
Five. Whoa. I needed this.
Okay, let me look at that. Okay, Ronnie, you're moving so much. It's like you're like a blur in this picture. You were jumping for joy finding your $5.
It's only $5. It wasn't.
Well, I was trying to react like you were asking.
Are you getting paid enough here?
No, I'm an unpaid intern.
Oh, $5 would be exciting then.
It was. Like, to me, $5, that means that I can actually get some fast food tonight to eat.
Oh, you should take home.
That makes our picture look ridiculous.
You should take home some snowflake clusters. Because the $5 wasn't real.
Yeah, but it just, that's how I reacted.
Yeah,
I had
you're
just
not
found
getting
$5. Yeah, okay, but that was just how I react. Okay,
I'm sorry.
Let's say you find a snowflake cluster on the ground.
Someone I found it on the ground.
But it's fresh. It's on a plate.
Oh, okay.
So you're not here. So it's not like it just happened from someone who was walking away. It's that you're walking through a forest. You're really hungry. And you just found a snowflake custard on a plate. And it's one of the really good ones from Pam.
Oh, okay. Walk through the forest. I'm really hungry. I found a snowflake custard. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Okay. Okay. One, two, three.
Go. Finally, snowflake clusters. I've been walking through this forest and I've been so hungry. I needed this.
Suddenly, this becomes real. Like he is walking through a forest and it's snowing and he sees up ahead in a small clearing a plate with a snowflake cluster on it.
Can this be? Walking through all this snow, I find a snowflake custard that could nourish my body. Oh, lion, witch or wardrobe, wherever you are, please.
We're right
please,
here.
Thank you.
Click. Got your smile. That's the best picture you've ever taken. Look at this. Whoa. I'm the witch, by the way.
Oh. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, look at that.
Did you have like a bunch of doorknobs and stuff on you? I would have sworn you were the wardrobe.
I'm the wardrobe.
I just like doorknobs.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
Look at your smile. Me. Look at how natural that is.
Wait, that's me?
Yeah.
And he cuts out of his reverie of the imagined place he had to take, and we're back at the office party, and the flash is going off on the camera. Ronnie, that was perfect.
That was amazing.
That was a great smile.
That made all my doorknobs cling together.
I don't know, like, your prompt took me to a place that, you know, I guess helped me find my most natural smile.
I'm one of the spouses, but I don't work here, but I'd like to say that was a fine smile. Just wanted to say.
Oh, can I come out of the car now?
Sheila.
I was told not to be in the picture, so I went to
the car. Well, you missed an amazing smile by Ronnie.
Well, I'm sure I would have loved it.
But it was great.
I was told to fuck off.
No one said that.
That was the energy I received. Ronnie, what's going on? You look sad.
What happened to his smile?
I don't know. I was taken to a place where that smile came from. And now that I'm back here, unpaid intern, wondering where my next meal is coming from. I realized that I won't ever be able to find that smile again.
Okay.
What the fuck? I think he's having a mental break.
You mind if I take this hat off? It's making me feel goofy now.
Sure, yeah, take it off. We'll just
put it on. You can take it off, buddy.
You don't have to wear that.
All right, well.
Why don't you go?
We cut to the subway ride home all alone. And it goes into a dark tunnel. And he's thinking about that happy place that he'd been at in his mind at the party and how he felt he'd never go back there. And all of a sudden, the tunnel, he sees trees on either side of him, and they're covered with snow. And all of a sudden, he realizes that he's on the Polar Express.
Ho, ho, ho. You made it to the North Pole, Ronnie.
Oh, wow. Wait, are you the real Santa Claus or are you the Santa Claus?
I am Scott Calvin. I do need to find a wife, so I'm going to hop the train back with you to wherever you're from and see if is there any eligible women at your work that I could... fuck.
Actually, I think you might hit it off... A coworker of mine, her name is Gail. She loves Santa hats, and I think she might like your hat.
Well, mine's authentic, so I'm sure she will. Hey, what do you want for Christmas, young man?
What do I want for Christmas? Nobody's ever asked.
Well, I'm Santa, and I'll give you whatever you want.
And we cut out of the television that's watching this Polar Express, and it's in a locker room. A football player says, "Shut up! This is the moral. Shut the fuck up in the back! This is where they stay, the moral to Polar Express. Let's get to the moral."
Anything wow. at all.
You know what I wish for, Santa? I wish for the motherfucking Arkansas Razorbacks to go out there and play their asses off in the second half and give the people what they want, and that's a win. Go out there and win.
And scene, humans. This has been an amazing improv for humans. Thank you, Lauren and Ronnie, for joining us on the Polar Express.
Thank you.
Add a laugh track at the end of that. By the way. Definitely, the moral definitely was not funny. It was more uplifting for sure.
It was very serious and real to many.
It inspired me, sure.
They're gonna play this podcast in the locker room next. They're gonna be like, "Are they fucking listening to Improv for Humans at halftime?
What the fuck is that?
That would inspire them.
I saw it on their Spotify playlist."
Humans, where can we find Ronnie to hear about what he's doing and compliment him on how funny he is?
Oh, I appreciate that, but nobody ever does that. but you could the ones who like my work don't speak up. Anyway,
that's not true.
Bones Adrian, you know, on the platforms or whatever, you know, that's where you can see what I'm doing or what's going on. And, you know,
what's your regular? You have a regular improv show?
I do. Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yes, I perform at UCB, you know, with the big team every first Friday, I want to say. And
he's not just describing them.
Yeah, I'm not just describing them. That's the name of the team. It's a lot of, you know, some Improv for Humans past guests, you know, as well. Improv for Humans family, as Matt likes to call us. I perform a Bangarang 2 on every fourth. I don't know. Look at the schedule. Look at the UCB schedule. I'll be there.
Lauren?
You can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Lapkus. And I have podcasts called Threedom with Scott Aukerman and Paul Tompkins. And then I have one with Nicole Byer called Newcomers. And our new season is coming out soon. And we're going to be watching all of Batman for the first time.
Wow. Really? And you've never seen any Batman?
I had seen two, but one when I was a kid and one more recently, yeah. Wait,
when you say all of Batman...
We're watching 14 Batman movies / TV programs. So we're kind of getting an education on what Batman is all about.
Are you going back to the 60s?
We are. That's the first episode.
Oh, my
God.
That's the best. And just Meredith as the Penguin.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff, and it's really fun. So check that out. And then otherwise, live shows, I post about them on Instagram. So come to a show.
There you go, humans. They are a family to me. I don't have many improvisers or different improvisers, Brett, because I just have the best. And that's what I feel they are. And that's why I love to have them back. And I appreciate them coming back because I truly believe that they are the best. We are on our own platform now, improvforhumans.com, to feature the best improv in the world. And if you become a member, which I hope you do during the holidays, if you get a subscription, give a subscription as a gift, right, Brett?
That's right.
A nice idea.
Yeah, that's only $4 for a month. That's a nice little gift for a friend and for a true friend or loved one, that especially one who's into improv, like really into it. With the subscription, you get into the Professor Besser feed, where we drill down on Improv for Human scenes. I have a podcast called Greatest Comedy of All Time. Craig Rowan nominated Naked Gun last episode. Gotta love that movie. And we have one called Besser's Attic. I was digitizing today. It kind of freaks me out when I look. What this is, Ronnie and Lauren, is I have all these VHS tapes from the 90s.
Oh, my God.
Back in my Chicago days, and I digitized them. I'm seeing stuff I haven't seen since then.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And it is insane.
How do you have so many tapes?
Because I'm a hoarder.
But I mean, did people film a lot of your shows? Or, like, what was it?
I had one of those cameras that had VHS tape cartridges in it. Remember those big clunky ones? I had one of those.
And you would
set it up?
So I
would tape all my shows.
Wow, that's so cool. I feel like there's no footage of me in those early years, which probably is good.
But well, I have mixed emotions. Like, half of it I'm embarrassed. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so immature, that joke I just made.
Yeah.
But half of them, like, good for you, young Matt Besser.
Yeah.
Doing that bit.
That's cool. That's fun.
So that'll be in Besser's Attic, where I play a lot of old UCB stuff, old Matty B stuff. And otherwise, keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Rule of Four plan, only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.